Beauty Olenki, 17-year-old girl, is using the last of her disarmament money to buy shoes at a market in Monrovia. She remembers how it was not too far from here on a soccer field at the age of 13 that she was abducted. Her kidnappers were rebel soldiers who forced her to join their cause and liberate Liberia from the violent, corrupt rule of former President Charles Taylor. She was taken to a rebel base in northern Lofa County and inserted into a battalion of AK-47 toting lady killers led by the infamous female teenage rebel leader known as Black Diamond.
Me and my friends in the window go on the football field and people catch up and pull in the car and get off Lofa County. That's like how I join the people. I got to join. Come on, Black Diamond. I got me and Black Diamond stuff for doing.
Beauty says many girls were raped by rebel leaders, but she says Black Diamond protected her. She returned to Monrovia during battles known here as World War I, II, and III. She says her mother died of a gunfire-induced heart attack. Her father and sisters fled to neighboring countries. After the war ended, Beauty joined tens of thousands of other former fighters in disarming. But after an initial payment of $150, she lost her disarmament card. This disqualified her from other payments. She also dropped out of a UN-sponsored sewing class for former female fighters. Beauty wants to go back to a regular school but has no money.
If I go to school, I want to do something. I want to learn to know how to read and write. But in the world, most of our friends, I don't know nothing.
For now, she is getting free room and board in a small dark shack from the owner of a rickety convenience store selling makeup and soap in a dirt alley of a slum. She helps him take care of his children, washes their clothes, and cooks. He says he greeted her with open arms, noticing how nice she was. He gives her what he can, but says he hopes she could get help from the government or the United Nations to get an education.
She here, she worked with me, you know, cooperatively. She sort of helped me and wash my children's clothes and what have you. We still wanted to go to school and learn better. But she have a work to be done because she had to learn. This is what I'm basing on. If she learn, the future will be bright for her. She have not gone nowhere with life, so she need to learn. As she go to school, the future will be bright for her.
Her best friend, Patricia, a runaway teenager, also helps out with the shop owner's family. Poor girls like Beauty and Patricia cannot afford to go to the few schools which exist in Monrovia. All of these require a fee, so they just pass time.
Oh, please. Play together, joke, cook, sleep together, do everything together. In the day, we cook. After cooking, go walk around. When we come out, we sleep.
The two girls also smoke a lot of marijuana, which they get from neighborhood boys. One of them is now Beauty's boyfriend, 23-year-old Bola Jr., another former fighter. He comes to visit often. He proudly displays the T-shirt he got from his disarmament carpentry class.
This is my T-shirt for YMCA Trade Department.
Bola has known war most of his life and fought against the rebels on Beauty's side.
From the war, I was in the bush, struggling from terror or fighting. I was 9 years of age when I started holding gun from terror. My own side was different and her side was different.
He says it makes no difference anymore, though, whose side they were fighting for. They just want a better future. Beauty and Bola say they want children one day, but that first they need to get jobs. And Bola says he will make sure their children will never go to war.
They're not going to be combating. We are going to discipline them. I'm going to tell them how war is not good, war is bad.
Nico Columbus, VOA News, Monrovia.